This is Degaris, Masklist, Nigtau, Flyers. That is two, three-page essays on the themes of Masculism and Nigtau, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 712, entitled, Why Masculists Take an Aggressive Rather Than a Victim Approach. Description. This flyer explains why masculists prefer to be verbally aggressive than play the victim role in arguments with feminists, fluffies, and MGTOWs. This is because being verbally aggressive, ideologically hateful, is hugely more communicative and persuasive than being passive and using only a victim-based ideology, as did the MRMers, men's rights movement, who were spectacularly unsuccessful over decades in getting gender laws changed that were fairer to men. Now, the flyer itself. Why masculists take an aggressive rather than a victim approach? By Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. This flyer explains why masculists take an aggressive rather than a victim approach to male gender politics. The main reason for this is, according to the masculists, that the aggressive approach is a lot more effective in persuading society that gender oppression is very much a two-way street, and that women oppress men far worse than vice versa. The MRM, that's men's rights movement, has been around for decades, almost as long as has second wave feminism, but has been spectacularly unsuccessful in terms of changing society to be a lot fairer to men. It's difficult to find any clear example of legislative change pushed by the MRM that improves the situation of men, especially in the divorce courts in many countries. The MRM took a victim approach, saying effectively, quote, "Look how men suffer under traditional male roles, we poor males!" Exclamation mark. End quotes. MRMers quoted stats such as the four times higher suicide rate of men compared to women, greater punishments for identical crimes compared to women, the injustices of the feminist-controlled divorce courts, etc. That is a long list of injustices against men. The problem with the victim approach by the MRMers is that being male victims did not appeal much to men, whereas the very angry, aggressive approach of the masculists really made men and women prick up their ears and really listen. The masculists looked at the appalling political track record of the MRMers and decided that an alternative approach was necessary, choosing a more aggressive approach that forces society, particularly feminists and MGTOWs, to really listen due to the very aggressive tone in which masculists express their message. Why does society listen more to an aggressive message than a victim one? There are probably several answers to this question. One is fear. Imagine you're a female feminist and you are confronted with a very angry male masculist who is haranguing you out of the room with a verbally violent, ideologically hateful diatribe, expressing his masculine hatred against the awful, decades-lasting gender crimes that women commit against men. In brackets, for example, the big three of women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, and women's forced fathering. Close brackets. You will feel an instinctive threat to your safety by such a man, since an average man is three times stronger across the chest than an average woman, with 20 times the testosterone in his blood than a woman, so can be hugely more aggressive, more verbally and physically violent than a woman. I suspect that women evolved, eons ago, an instinctive fear of aggressive men, since if, in the distant past, a woman really pissed off a man, he could simply pick up his club and bash her brains out. So women evolved less violent, more verbally subtle ways to get men to do what women want, largely by bribing men with sex. Feminists have had a monopoly over gender politics for 6 decades, since the rise of second wave feminism starting in the mid-60s, after the publication in 1963 of Betty Friedan's book, The Feminine Mystique, which preached that gender oppression is a one-way street, that women are the oppressed and men are the oppressors, which is the core idea of feminism. Damascus, who are very aware that gender oppression is a two-way street, find the monoconsciousness of feminists sickening and deeply hypocritical. So not surprising, they are very aggressive towards them, seeing them as misandrous, male-dumping, femin-Nazi cunts, and chew them out whenever they come across monoconscious feminists trashing men in public. These feminists, who are confronted with verbally violent masculists, ignore what the biconscious masculists are saying at their own risk. In practice, and this is certainly my own personal experience, that women tend to stop in their tracks when confronted by a very aggressive, verbally violent male. Most women are terrified of the greater strength and verbal aggressiveness of a very angry male. Such women then abandon their own aggressiveness and switch on their psychological wiles, hoping to avoid a possibly dangerous confrontation with a very aggressive male who could flatten her oats so easily with just one punch. So, when a confrontation between a monoconscious feminist with all her feminazi bitchiness and a biconscious, very angry masculist takes place, the woman usually shuts up, so that the masculist has the opportunity to make a few pithy masculist remarks, so that the feminist clearly gets the message that very angry masculists exist, and that perhaps they, that is the masculists, just might have a point. That is, maybe masculist arguments are valid, and that maybe monoconscious feminists ought to learn about them. Verbally violent masculists can also frighten the woman in the monoconscious feminist, threatening her very existence on the planet by attacking her very soul. By this is meant that if the monoconscious feminist does not learn some masculist ideas and stops being a monoconscious, misandrous, male-dumping, feminazi cunt, a sexist, hypocritical little shit, and becomes biconscious, then she will effectively be exterminated by the masculists, especially when masculist ideas spread so widely amongst men that she will be rejected by nearly every man she comes across, hence made manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, and spat at, utterly rejected both socially and sexually, forced to rot on the shelf, dying a slow, miserable death due to her hated, ignorant, monoconscious bigotry. When nearly all men, masculisted men, scream at her that she's a hated monoconscious feminazi, then she will get the message. This verbally aggressive approach of the masculist against monoconscious feminist bigotry is a lot more effective than men remaining quiet whenever they hear monoconscious feminists trashing men in public and the media. A well-informed biconscious masculist is hugely more persuasive to a monoconscious feminist than a man who remains passive towards her feminist critique. Masculists are sharply critical of MGTOWs for similar reasons. Masculists see MGTOWs as, quote, apolitical wimps who don't fight women, that is, monoconscious feminists. MGTOWs simply, passively, quietly walk away from such women, finding most young women too poisoned by monoconscious feminism to be dateable, so refuse to date them, hence don't give them their sperm, thus crashing the birth rate, the dominant issue of our time now. Masculists argue that monoconscious feminists will be wiped out more readily by masculists who are verbally aggressive than by passive MGTOWs, since the MGTOWs are not aggressive towards monoconscious feminists and just quietly walk away from them, forcing these women into manlessness. Mind you, if there are enough such MGTOWs, all ignoring women, then that will obviously have an effect on women, and this is actually the case today. For example, in the US, 2/3 of young men refuse to even date young women due to young women being seen by young men to be undateable due to being too poisoned by feminism. So maskers have mixed feelings towards the MGTOW movement, acknowledging that the MGTOWs have forced women to be alone, to be manless, but argue that a man who lives the MGTOW lifestyle would have a much stronger effect on women if he were also intellectually armed with maskist ideas, maskist rhetoric, so that he could persuade a monoconscious feminist to become bi-conscious by learning some masculism, under threat that if she remains monoconscious, she will pay a horrible price. She will be manless, hated, and harangued out of the room with a verbally violent, ideologically hateful diatribe against her coming from a well-informed masculist or a masculisted man who lives the MGTOW lifestyle, that is, who ignores women, spends nothing on them, utterly rejecting the traditional role of being a man's slave to a woman, allowing himself to work for a woman for decades of his life with no moral obligation on her to get off her fat parasitic ass and FIP up. In brackets, FIP, F-I-P, equals financially independent person, who is capable of earning her own good money and who does not expect fluffy style to parasite off the money of a man. Maskers have a hatred of fluffies, being abolitionists who see man's slavery as slavery, as something to be hated, and a war issue. Maskers are at war against fluffies and aim to wipe them out by totally ignoring them, forcing them to fip up or die. This is partly what MGTOWs do to women, but MGTOWs would be a lot more effective in pushing women to fip up if these men were intellectually armed with verbally aggressive maskist ideas and rhetoric. When there are millions of maskists who attack monoconscious feminists at the drop of a hat, then these feminists will soon learn the lesson that if they express their monoconscious feminist ideas, in brackets, e.g. men's rape of women, men's sexual harassment of women, men's domestic violence of women, men's patriarchy, men's misogyny, etc., in public, then they know they will be immediately harangued in a verbally vicious, aggressively fearful manner by the masculisted, bi-conscious men in their social circle or audience, by maskers who do not tolerate the awful hypocrisy of monoconscious feminists, when these bi-conscious maskers know how much worse women oppress men with the woman's big three. It's the awful monoconscious hypocrisy of feminists that the biconscious maskers so hate and lash out against. Being intellectually armed with maskist ideas and verbally violent maskist rhetoric makes maskers very effective converters of monoconscious feminists into biconscious feminists. Maskers are very threatening to women, to monoconscious feminists, if they don't fip up, if they don't become biconscious. Then they will have their fucking heads bitten off by extremely hateful, bi-conscious maskers who are fed up with the awful monoconscious hypocrisy of the feminists who have been utterly brainwashed by feminism that gender oppression is a one-way street, when bi-conscious maskers know all too well that that is not the case. This is why maskers scream at monoconscious feminists, quote, "Learn some masculism, you hated monoconscious, male-dumping, misandrist, feminazi cunt. You utter sexist hypocrite. Learn that gender oppression is a two-way street and that you women oppress men far worse with your manslavery, your divorce rape, your forced fathering, etc. You monoconscious feminists are repulsive to men, so we punish you so severely that we effectively exterminate you by totally ignoring you, not even pumping and dumping you. So if you want to have a man in your life, then learn some masculism, you monoconscious feminazi bigot, you hated, hypocritical shit. Become biconscious or go away and die, rotting on the shelf. If you and most women remain monoconscious, then a decade from now, there will be a whole generation of women in their 40s, manless, childless, who feel bitter, who feel that life has passed them by, who are rejected by men for being monoconscious feminazi cunts whom men want nothing to do with. This total male rejection, expressed verbally violently in strong maskless tones, will certainly communicate with women, with monoconscious feminists, since it threatens their very survival as human beings. When nearly all men reject them violently, that will scare the shit out of them, forcing them to become phips, to become biconscious, and start behaving like civilized human beings. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. In brackets, click on the Maskless tab for 710 plus Maskless essays and their videos. Google the terms London Real and Hugo de Garis to see videos on masculism at AI will kill 1 billion people - do we create our exterminators? - Professor Hugo de Garis - London Real. In brackets, see the last half hour of this 2-hour interview for the Maskless segment, as well as Countdown to Extinction, How AI Will Exterminate Mankind, again for the last 40 minutes on Maskulism. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, X, and YouTube. I have nearly 1,000 Maskless videos in 15 playlists on YouTube that can be accessed by searching for the channel name De Garis Maskless Videos. That's all one word. All 1,000 of my Maskless videos in one long list in most recent first time order can also be found on X by searching the channel name De Garis Maskless Videos. That's four words. Ciao.